We are the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Well, let's just say the 6 o'clock news will never be the same again. The days of Walter Cronkite and three network channels has long passed. Well, journalism has morphed into news, opinion, and ideological rants, all passed off as unbiased, honest news. This is Malcolm Out Loud here. So your search continues for the Out Loud truth. I get it. Well, here it won't be just the news. It'll be how we discuss the news. A drive time show you can count on weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We call it Nozzle. World news, political talk, stories that impact your health. Honor our heroes, stories that'll inspire you. What you'll hear next is the heartbeat of the people. The hottest topics, the news stories that trend. It's time, friends, for a new stream of consciousness. It's Nozzle. A Virginia federal judge. So he comes down this morning in a hearing, and he demands to know from Special Counsel Mueller, finally someone standing up to this Mueller dude, and he says he wants to know how this decade-old bank and tax fraud allegations against former Trump campaign, Paul Manafort, of course, could relate to Russian election interference. He goes on to say, you don't really care about Mr. Manafort's bank fraud. And from all the reports I've read on this one here, the judge was very, very irritated. And he should be. And this should resonate with every American, because this is a waste of taxpayer dollars. This is a waste of our energy, time, and money running around here with this damn lawsuit that's just costing us a fortune. And finally, a federal judge has stood up to Mueller. And I got to tell you, from what I can see, Ava, Jim, on all accounts here, it looks like the attorneys were like shocked at the judge coming after them about this. But this is pretty obvious. I mean, this should be obvious to everybody. Ava, you must have already opened up a bottle of champagne, no?
Oh, yeah, I have. It's a Reagan appointee, by the way. And I'm just thrilled that somebody, like you said, has finally dared to step up.
So Judge Ellis is a Reagan appointee?
Yes.
Excellent. Yes. Wow. So the guy obviously has some common sense, yeah?
Definitely. You know,
this was big news, Jim. I mean, this is, I don't think, I certainly wasn't expecting this today, but I think this is finally a judge. It's not the end all, but at least somebody is putting them in their place. The judge goes on, Jim, and he says, and listen to this now. How does bank fraud in 2005 or 6, when like nobody was thinking of any of this, have anything to do with coordination with the Russian government? He says, what is really going on? It seems to me is that the indictment is to put pressure on Mr. Manafort, but in and of itself has nothing to do with your appointment. Wow. Jim McKay?
I think he even went as far to say, is this being used as leverage against President Trump in the statements? And that's the whole idea behind, you know, putting pressure on Manafort for something that happened 12 years ago now. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. This whole thing's ridiculous. And what's amazing is, you know, the liberals are always crying about having enough money to spend on all their different little pet projects. They spent $100 million on this
plus
damn investigation.
That's a great point.
That should have been a 25-cent phone call over
it.
To, you know, somebody and say, well, is there any collusion? No. Okay. Goodbye. Yeah. Done.
You know, the one thing about you, Jim, I always love is you are a conservative economic guy that totally understands the value of a buck. I love that. It's like, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of people are not getting that point, Jim, but that's a lot of money, isn't it? You know?
Well, look at all the people Hillary employed, though, getting that fake dossier created. And, you know, there's millions and millions of dollars that have been.
It's an absolute, it's rubbish. Totally rubbish.
Russian money that was donated to her.
That's right.
Foundation.
Yeah. I mean, this should irritate every American, really and truly. I mean, and, you know, just to see finally, though, people, a federal judge stand up for the rule of law and to say, you know, because really, you know, you've heard the words witch hunt being used a lot. Okay, so think about this. And the judge points this out. The special counsel, Mueller's attorneys, and of course he's got a boatload and a half of these cats, remember? They're all being paid very well on our dime.
But, you know, so what he does, he's got them in there, you know, looking in everybody's past, turning over all these stones to see what, you know, people, if they went back into your life, everybody who's listening to this broadcast right now, including the present company right on this broadcast, if they went back into every one of our lives and said, let me see if we can find some stupid shit we did, something, who knows, every 100% of us would be guilty as charged.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
100%.
Totally.
Yeah. Probably me less than you, Jim. Probably me less than you, but I would still be, you know.
I had some pretty wild days way back. You know? But the funny thing about this is all of these things, they got to go back 12 years to 2006.
Yeah.
They can't find anything that's happened in recent history because I'm sure they've looked under every rock year by year by year. And when they got to go back, I mean, the Stormy Davis stuff is 12 years old. The Manafort's 12 years
old. It's insane.
I think when Melania came along, she might have straightened him out pretty good and got things on right on track.
Well, whatever it is, it is. I mean, again, listen, I don't think any of us should be throwing rocks at anybody, okay? You know, in this country and in this multimedia world we live in and the political world, guys, you know, I find a lot of people love to judge other people. And like I said, they love to throw rocks at the glass house kind of problem. And, you know, after a while, it gets old. That's all I'm saying. It gets really, really old. We'll come back to this story, but my friends, this has elevated the day for me. I am on a carpet magic ride high, I have to tell you. I've done no marijuana this afternoon, any of that, but I am as high as a kite, I have to tell you. So how's that? Really high. Because this is the kind of... just simple law and order is all I'm looking for. Just a simple, simple thing. And that's not real complicated, people, you know?
There are other good things happening, too.
I'm sure there is.
Look at the employment numbers. I mean,
let's talk about that for a moment. Let's come through a few items here. And this is exactly it. This is actually more bad. This isn't good news, Ava. This is bad news for the Never Trumpers. That's what this is.
Exactly.
Bad news. Bad news, people. So you have to have a double champagne bottle. The unemployment rate fell to 3.9%. And, you know, this is an 18-year low. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics released this morning, as always is the case here. And this is amazing. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. So let me see here. So listen to this now. We've got here, and here's the other interesting fact, guys. We'll talk about this more after, but the number that we were talking about a lot through the Obama years, which were the people who dropped out of the employment, you know, the unemployed factor, you know, they gave up looking for work, you know, those people, right? Which really was a false sense of security because those numbers were skyrocket high. Well, those numbers have also come down, and they're down, those numbers are down to 7.8%. That's the lowest, now get a load of this, people. That's the lowest since July 2001. And guess what July 2001 was? Yeah, that was before Obama. So the point is that, you know, people were so, all this is proof that through the entire Obama years, economically, people were starved. There was, you know, they were looking for some hope. They never got the hope that this guy promised. And here's the proof of it right here, people. Call it what you want. Anyways, we'll get more into that. And I got an interesting breakdown here, guys, which anxious to get Jim's comments on as well about the various sectors that are producing jobs. We'll talk about that as well. Listen, a couple of other items here to get you on the top here. NRA, the National Rifle Association, the convention is today, was yesterday today in Dallas, and the president is speaking here, was speaking just a while ago here today, and so we'll touch on that a little bit too. Also, there's a, of course, it's a Friday. It's a Star Wars Day. It's a strange Friday, actually. It's a happy Cinco de Cuatro, so you got the happy Cinco thing. You're going to have a lot of drunken Americans out there. Got to be careful on the roads, people, because that's an invitation to have, you know, a couple of more than one or two, maybe, huh? It's Star Wars Day, and that was trending all over Twitter all day long. I mean, Star Wars, hashtag Star Wars Day, hashtag May the 4th be with you, hashtag May the 4th, hashtag Star Wars in five words or less, hashtag happy, I mean, it's Star Wars, crazy.
I mean, and it's Jim's birthday.
And it's McKay's birthday. Wow.
Oh, you guys.
That's the big news. That's the breaking news right there. How old are you, Jim? Jim, how old?
5'5". The big 5'5".
Are you? Wow. Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah. 5'5", that's, Ava. Wow.
15 years younger than you. So that's
you're older than Ava and I. I got news for you, pal. So we're south of you, Ava. You're south of him. You're not older than that. Get out of here.
I'm much younger.
And
much
I am younger too. And I'm that's it, Jim. You're our senior. We're going to have to respect you from this show forward now. How's that?
She's a teenager, from what I understand.
Well, I get called a juvenile delinquent a lot these days, and I enjoyed that as a compliment goes, buddy. But anyway, it's your big birthday today. You have big plans today, buddy, or what?
Yeah, we were out to lunch with
You've been out to lunch for years, buddy. Years. Let's get to the point here. What's the real truth here? Come on.
We took the kids out and all to a very nice little Italian places, you know, the red and white tablecloths and all that. We had a very nice celebration lunch and all, because they can only last so long. They're not in the fancy dinner crowd.
Right.
So we'll do that later on. But we had a really nice day, and so they're playing in the pool, so they're having
All right. So that's it. Happy birthday, McKay. Wow. Well, the good thing about those kinds of days, Ava, is they only come around once a year. And lucky no sooner than that. If we're lucky and blessed, we'll have a birthday, right? I hate people who say, well, I don't want to have another birthday. Well, the alternatives are not too good.
Right.
There is something weird about the birthday thing, Jim. We are getting older, aren't we, buddy?
Oh, yeah, you can get if they don't want another birthday, I have a friend, Vito, that can arrange that for them.
Exactly. He said, well, so, all right, so friends, on Nozzle today here, it is, like I said, a magic carpet ride today. It's a Friday show, and as you know, like I said, we crank up on Monday, but by Friday, we're cutting pretty loose here. And I got to tell you, with Ava Armstrong and Jim McKay on the show today, and a birthday celebration, and a Cinco de Mayo, and a Star Wars thing, and a carpet ride, friends, buckle your seatbelts. More Nozzle in just a moment. Well, the Out Loud perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutLoud.com. Glitcher News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Early this morning, and in a lot of the live radio segments I do across the nation, it was pointed out to me from some folks that they questioned me with Giuliani and the Stormy thing, and why he would bring it up. And many people out there are thinking that this is really part of a PR strategy. And it kind of goes back to the old PR days that they say that, in other words, a public relations firm will always tell you that, you know, when a crisis hits, don't avoid the crisis, talk about it and bring it out. And they think this is part of a strategy overall from the Trump campaign with Giuliani. Are you guys buying that at all or what?
Yeah, well, that's what Brian said the other night on Nozzle.
Yeah, but he don't know what he's talking about. Go ahead, Ava.
I tend to agree with Brian, so you got two of them.
There you go. All right.
You know, At first I thought it was a slip of the tongue by Rudy, but, you know, the more I listened to Brian's explanation, and some other people have also parroted that same thing. I'm with Jim.
He did say that.
Yeah.
And that it's part of the stress. So you guys are in the same camp, huh? You really believe it's all, which is kind of an odd strategy at this point.
It could be. They just probably said, you know, they sat in a room and said, let's just drag this out and throw it down, you know?
Well, you know what indicates that it is being accepted as a strategy now is Stormy's attorney, what's his name, Michael Avendanza, you know, the slimy character.
Ava poop head, yeah.
Yeah. He's going around on the talk shows this morning
something else,
saying, oh, look at the timing. It's October 16th. And you know, and this is being arranged then. It's all now to reflect on the campaign. Right. I mean, what happened after October 16th? You had the reopening. Wasn't that time about the same time the reopening of the letter and the letters that came down from Comey on the mm-hmm. Hillary stuff hit at about the same time. So he's trying to think that all of a sudden Stormy is going to change the entire campaign. Now, never came up in any of the interviews or anything is who went to who in October for the money. Now, 7 years had transpired since it actually happened back in the early 2006, seven time frame. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, here comes Stormy strolling in 2 weeks before the election saying, by the way, I want to get rid of the, you know, I don't want to have an agreement or anything, or I this that. I want a bunch of money. Now, I don't see Stormy doing that on her own particularly.
No, she's being totally
She's being
manipulated,
played.
totally, oh, totally played. There's no doubt, but you can see that with Avenatti. As we say, we're not kidding when we say he's a pimp. It's a total, total pimp. And
It'll come out eventually that it wasn't Trump that went to her saying, I got a pile of money here for you, and if you sign this document, you'll be quiet. You
they are
know?
total opportunists, Jim. And you know, they remind me of the old. They remind me of Bonnie and Clyde. That's who they do, Michael and Michael and Stormy. Bonnie and Clyde. You know, really though, just robbing banks and stuff, running around with their mouths loose, and that's what they remind me of. I mean, it's a
And
current
like
day
I
Bonnie and
said,
Clyde.
I don't even believe Trump did her, okay? Just for the record, I don't even think he did. I think he talked to her about being on the Celebrity Apprentice thing.
I have no idea. I mean, in all full. Well, let's ask Jim. Would you do her?
No.
No, I wouldn't either.
No.
I wouldn't either. No way. I'd touch it with a 100-foot pole. You couldn't pay me. Like I said, you couldn't pay me to. No way would I touch that. Oh man, alive. Oh, gross,
Oh,
gross. As I say this morning, she's a slut. She's a whore. She's a,
that's
you know.
used materials.
I
That's
got a lot of
yeah, but
adjectives I can give you, but I won't.
Malcolm, she's suing for defamation.
Isn't it just mind blowing? I mean, you've got a prostitute, you've got a whore, you've got a slut who's suing for
Suing for
defamation of
defamation
character.
of what?
What
Of
kind of
what?
character do you have? I mean, the judge has got to laugh this out from here to kingdom. You don't have any character when you're opening up your legs for everything that's out there. What the hell kind of character is that?
Wow, you don't have much left. I mean, you know,
I mean,
wow.
it's
I mean,
sick. It is. I mean, nobody's calling it like it is, Jim, but this is being truthful.
you got to pay for those plastic surgeon bills somehow, you know.
Well, she could
Yeah.
use some. She's starting
Well,
to
you
weather.
know,
She's starting to look a little
I
weather.
need
Little
to
nip and
tell you,
tuck.
she's worth a few million, though. She
She's
owns
worth some money.
her own adult porno,
Absolutely.
Company.
Yeah, she's
So,
running a brothel. A brothel.
yeah,
She probably has a
pretty
bunch of
much.
absolutely people working for her and everything else. And anyways, again, it's pure entertainment. Pure entertainment is all
That's what
this.
it is.
And you
yeah
know,
she's making
as
tons off the publicity.
oh God,
She's
yeah,
making a
that's
profit.
all they're doing. They crank the wheel every other day. They go in with more suits, more problems, more programs, and of course they're buds with CNN and all those channels here that are just loving it. But really, as I say to you people all the time, you can't. The only thing that you can do with this kind of news is laugh about it. And I know it's a little sick, and sometimes I even feel bad that we joke about it and the way we do and we bring it up. But I only feel bad for a couple of seconds, and then the truth hits me, and then I'm okay. So just a small little bit, guys, and then I'm okay with it. All right, so let's circle back around Judge Ellis. So how important is this, Jim? What's your real take on Judge Ellis here? I mean, what do we do with this? What happens?
I think between that statement, which sets up the entire structure of the case, in where that part of the case is going to have to be thrown out. There's absolutely no relevance, because one of the things in this entire investigation is you have to prove relevance to the activity. Now, if there was something shenanigans going on that they uncovered, it should have been turned over to local U.S. attorneys to prosecute and deal with. But you have a situation where people that are close to Trump, Flynn, they tried to flip Flynn on him. They're trying to
Right,
Manafort. They're
that's
trying to
right.
flip on him, and lots of other. Now Cohen. They're trying to flip him. Nobody's flipping because there's nothing there to flip.
Yeah, I think
That,
so.
that's the 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 issue. And I think what'll happen now is they're going to look at the relationship of client attorney privilege a little differently as this goes on. And they're going to say anything that is prior to July of 2015, when he became a candidate, is irrelevant.
And it
is
should be. It
excluded
should
from the
be.
case. It should be.
Absolutely. It's got nothing to do with nothing,
and
Jim.
since there's been no evidence
That's a
of
good point.
any collusion or any activity other than the 13 Russians that they filed indictments against for spending $800 on, what was it, Facebook advertising.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. Hillary spent $1 billion bashing Trump.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal here? I mean, you know, it's insanity. This whole thing is insanity.
And as far as him sitting down with Mueller, I'm not feeling like that's going to happen now, Ava. I don't think that's going to really transpire.
No.
Yeah, I don't see it. Yeah, I think they're obviously aware. These people are not stupid. I mean, as you say, it's out in the open now, and clearly the judge knows it's out in the open, and a lot of other people know it's out in the opening too. I mean, so why would he sit down with a special counsel when there's obviously only one mission here, you know?
Yeah. Constitutionally, Trump needs to do nothing. He should just sit still and let it all happen around him and focus on his job.
Yeah,
as
who did
a
you
president.
Say said that? Which one of the people said
Mark
that?
Levin.
Oh, Levin. That's it. You said, yeah, Levin said
he's
that.
He's a constitutional attorney.
Right. He said that. He said, you do nothing, right?
Just do nothing.
Right.
Leave it alone.
And the other thing is, Trump now has in his legal team, he had nice guys in his legal team. Now he has, you know, from The Godfather, I have, you know,
from
they
Godfather.
Let Tom Hayden go off on the side. He was the consigliere. Now he has a wartime consigliere sitting there at his side, and he's going to tell him, you keep your mouth shut. Go take care of the international affairs. Do anything you want. Go to the NRA. Go on the road at campaign things. But don't say anything, not a word about this case. Not even that you're not going to fire Mueller. Nothing. And, and they're going to make sure that he shuts up and says nothing and let all this, you know, media hype, media stuff. I mean, NBC just stuck their foot in their mouth night before last with coming out and saying they had tapes of wiretapping and conversations between Cohen and this person, that person. They've been monitoring phones. It's all baloney.
Yeah, that was the timeline. We all reported on it, so we know that that's what was said, clearly, you know?
Yes,
I mean, sick as it
and
is.
It's all
it's all propaganda.
News.
It's all propaganda. It's all baloney.
Yes, they have nothing on Trump. They're trying to paint him as incapable of handling the office.
Well, that's all they got. And again, Jim, they're not going to talk about policies. They're not going to talk about the current state. It's you know what's really mind-boggling and truly, truly over-the-top amazing, people, is that, you know, we shared with you the economic news a moment ago. We shared with you a lot of the things that are going right in the country. And yet you don't hear this being reported on any media at all out there. None. I've never seen anything like it to this level ever.
Well, I'm going to give you a totally different take on the Mueller case. This has actually made Donald Trump rise in the polling.
Interesting.
It's actually created people actually feel sorry for him. People that aren't even Republicans are now coming over to the Republican side.
You have a good point.
It's creating a great deal of sympathy for Mr. Trump, I'll tell you. It really is.
That's a very interesting point, Ava, you make. And I can't say I don't. I believe you have a great point. I think you're right. As I've stated to you all before plenty of times, I don't think that, I mean, the polls are looking good. His percentages are higher. He's actually doing better now than when he came into office as far as likability and all of this. And I think people are seeing the true colors. And quite frankly, as you get into the midterm, this is actually what we need to happen because they need to hold their ground. They can't lose. You know, you can't give the House and Senate back. You know, you can't.
What's
can't
happened?
That.
I've no seen way. A tremendous amount of energy on my Twitter feed. I'll tell you, a lot of people that were independent before and Democrat before are very
over.
Open. They're very open about saying it. They're getting on the Trump train, and they said, you know, they're seeing so many positive results from this man, and they're so upset with how he's being.
Well,
persecuted.
All right, so
you know,
you know what I want to do? I want to talk, Jim. I want to talk about this really very, very interesting op-ed you told me yesterday to make sure I read it. And I every so often, not all the time, but sometimes I take your advice. Every blue moon, Jim. Blue moon, you know. So it was a blue moon overnight, and I actually read that article. You told me to make sure I read it, and I did.
Okay.
And this is Charles Krauthammer. We all know Charles from being on the big commentator there on Fox News, who's been sick for a while. He's been off of it for a while, So he wrote an op-ed that's in the Courier Tribune, and this is out of the Carolina, North Carolina. Now, I got to tell you, people, it's a very interesting read, and you're 100% right, Jim, with this. And now I see why a lot of people, when you search for that people in the I'll put a link to this article in the post, in the show post on America Out Loud when this goes to the show post this evening. So after you hear it now, after about 7-ish, it'll be on America Out Loud, and I'll put a link to this article. You got to read it, people. You got to read it. And it's fascinating because a couple of things I want to point out. Number one, Charles Krauthammer was no fan of Donald Trump. Not even close, man. I mean, he belittled him and they talked back and forth. And I wonder if Trump knows about this article, guys, is what I'm wondering. But here's a couple of the interesting points, Jim, and I'd like you to opine on it. But he goes on and he comes out and says here that immigration isn't a Republican problem. It isn't a liberal problem. It is a problem that threatens the very fabric and infrastructure of America. It demands a pragmatic approach, not an approach that is intended to appease one group or another. Now, obviously, you know, that speaks to me. You both know that because I don't play the Republican-Democrat thing. So that thing speaks to me. He goes on to say here, he says, at one point, reference was made to Donald Trump being a conservative, to which I responded, Trump is no conservative. Now, this is what he says. Now, that immediately, when you read that, Ava, some people say, oh, what's he saying? He's insulting Trump. But listen to his feedback here. He says, I said that I neither view nor do I believe Trump views himself as a conservative. I stated it was my opinion that Trump is a pragmatist. He sees a problem and understands it must be fixed. He doesn't see the problem as liberal or conservative. He sees it only as a problem. That is a quality that should be admired and applauded, not condemned. But I get ahead of myself. Now, this is a really fascinating read from Charles Krauthammer, people.
It's so true, because Trump is not an ideologue, okay? He's not. And Reagan was the same way, believe it or not. Reagan was the same type of personality. Yep. He hit it right on the head.
He did. Jim, I think you were spot on this one. And he says a lot of interesting things here. Again, it's a read. Everybody needs to read this. But he goes on in many, many ways and just points out that, listen, oh, and I love this. I'll let you read this all later. I'm not going to read it now, but there's an interesting piece in here. You may or may not like Donald Trump, but I suspect the reason some people do not like him is because, and Jim, this is fascinating. He lays out five different areas, five different points as to why people don't like him. And you got to read these later on, but it really comes back to a lot of the things we talk about on this show and on this network, guys, you know? I mean, truly is. And I mean, you just go on and read it. What was it that attracted you about the article, Jim?
Again, it was the honesty of Krauthammer when he wrote it. I mean, the first thing I remember seeing him number of times on the 6 o'clock Fox News, where he's on their panel, and he was very...
Critical
of Trump.
Absolutely.
Very critical of Trump during the entire campaign.
At times he was demeaning, Jim. At times he was demeaning.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Totally. He said, says, this man does not belong in this office. And so he was very critical. But again, Krauthammer is also a pragmatist. He sees things neither black or white, but he sees solutions to problems. And what he's doing is he's saying right now in this article, Trump is what we need in the country right now because he's able to solve problems.
Exactly.
He says we don't need more politicians on the left or on the right that are standing and fighting with one another. We don't need any more damn lawyers in Congress. We have, you know, it's filled with them. And that's why nothing gets done. All they know how to do is argue with one another. When he wrote the article, he was viewing it from a tremendous level of honesty. The guy is straightforward, and he put out what he thought, that the country needs somebody who's a problem solver. And that's what we got getting in Trump. He's not a conservative. He's not a Republican. He's not a politician. And his whole background, whether he's building a hotel or an office building, whatever the heck it is, you got a problem on the construction site, you can't shut it down. You got to fix it. So whatever it takes, you go out and you fix it and you make it work.
That's right.
And that's his whole life, is fixing things.
You know, I like I like this. And I think this could be a third party. We talked about another real party in this country, the Pragmatist Party. That would be a really cool party, Jim.
It would be refreshing.
And I got to tell you, it would be. Because now, and let me ask you both. I mean, you guys have known me for a while now. We're on this. We do a lot of programs, producing, talking, I would have you. And, you know, you say, okay, Trump is a pragmatist. Charles Krauthammer, you even point out, Jim, is a pragmatist, you know. And I got to tell you both, I think you both would agree that Malcolm is a pragmatist as well. That's who I am. I would fit into that
Definitely.
same
Yeah,
party. You know
definitely.
that.
Yeah.
I don't play Democrat, Republican stuff. I'm a pragmatist. I want things fixed. I want to do what's right for the country, what's right for our people. You know what I mean? Our military, our law enforcement, all the things that matter, Ava. I mean, come on.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's what it's all about. One last point to this I got to tell you guys. And again, I'll put the link in the show post. You can read this at America Out Loud later, folks. But I got to read this to you because this is funny. He goes on at more toward the end of the article. He says, listening to Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders talk about fixing America is like, well, listening to two lunatics trying to out-crazy one another. I love that line. I love that line. I got to use that. I got to use that, guys.
That is
beautiful. Oh, and then he says, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Marco Rubio are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the bankers, corporations, and big dollar donors funding their campaigns. Yeah.
The sellouts. The sellouts.
You know who always gets left off that list
who?
When they talk about bankers and everybody? The insurance companies. The insurance companies are some of the biggest corporations in the country, and they're also some of the largest donors to political campaigns. If you look at the entire healthcare industry, the way it was built, and companies like United Healthcare became mega corporations, and Aetna and Blue Cross, huge, huge corporations.
Yeah.
And they appear on the outside to they say, well, we're losing money. We can't do this. We can't do that. Baloney. These companies, they're not showing profits, but the money that gets paid to the executives and the people that are in the operations is 30% of every dollar spent on healthcare.
Wow.
It is, when you talk about what's driving that healthcare cost, it's not prescription drugs.
It's the insurance.
88% of prescription drugs are generic. Mm-hmm. They cost less than $5 for a month's supply.
Yeah,
that's not what's doing.
Yeah, I know you're right because it's not the cost of really health care. It's not the cost, as you say, of the pharmaceutical, the rest of it. It's really all the bureaucracy, Jim. Right? I mean, it's the bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
what it always is. That's the problem with all of this stuff. That's why insurance doesn't belong in government, Ava. Yeah, it's the
it's
same.
It's the Paulette the Paulette Bureau, I think, is what it's called.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Yeah, and.
Bourgeoisie, as they would say.
Yes.
And you know, you got it. So I really appreciate this article. I'm so glad you brought it up, Jim. And now I see why a lot of the lefties have commented about Krauthammer's article here. They're being, what do you, Krauthammer says he's a pragmatist? Ha 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 ha. And they laugh. There's a lot of jokes about it, and there's a lot of articles about this article. You know, you've written a very scathing article when there's articles about your article. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's what's
exactly.
really cool. Yeah. And, and he ends up here, and I just keep this in your mind, people, when he says, at very end here, he says, you know, we have had Democrats and Republicans ideologues, and what has it brought us? Are we better off today or worse off? Has it happened overnight, or has it been a steady decline brought on by both parties? Wow. I'll tell you.
He's so right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is he right? Wow. This guy, he's, I tell you what, Krauthammer, he's something else. I've always liked this man. He just, because he is a pragmatist and he makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I get it. I totally get it. So I want to talk about the economic news in this report today, which I think was stunning. I want to get your opine on it, Jim, because really, if you take a look at the breakdown, again, we're down to 3.9. This is an 18-year low of unemployment, guys. This is phenomenal news. And again, the folks that are stopped looking, you remember those numbers that were being reported on time and time again through the Obama years, that those numbers had skyrocketed. That's down to 7.8. What that means, people, and that's an important indicator, because it means that people have more hope, they have more promise, they're out picking their lives up again, and they're not sitting on the sidelines. So that's an important number. And again, these numbers, by the way, the professional business services created a lot of new jobs, like 54,000. Manufacturing and healthcare added 24,000, Jim. Mining even had 8,000 new jobs. And by the way, I just want one more point here. If that bought, listen to this now. He ran on mining. You know, the president ran on all of the coal and
energy.
Mining. He did all
energy.
This. Energy.
Big time.
And
yeah.
And he has brought in 86,000 new, total new unemployment growth, you know, jobs from that sector. That's pretty impressive, Jim McKay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He did that, and most of them were restored jobs. I mean, people that had been out of work for 3, 4, 5 years that were on the welfare rolls, they were on food stamps, they were receiving a lot of government assistance. Now you have these people back at work, making good money, paying taxes. Wonderful. Yay. Let's hear it for somebody else that's paying taxes and happy. People love to work. They have dignity when they're working. They had jobs and careers that they had worked at for 20 and 30 years that all of a sudden Hillary and Obama and these crazy regulations people in Washington threw them out in the streets. And there were a lot of people that were completely displaced from all of that. And frankly, it hasn't changed. You know, what they did through the Obama years did not change air pollution in this country one molecule. That I mean,
yeah, but they slept better at night. They slept better.
Who did? I didn't.
Yeah. No, you didn't. I didn't say you did. You don't need to sleep.
That's the biggest scam of all is all this climate stuff. Let me tell you. I mean, I see these people driving these, you know, Leaf vehicles. You know, they're battery operated. Well, what do you think that? What do you think charges the battery? It's fossil fuels. Come on, guys. You know. Yeah.
Not solar at night, I'll tell you that.
I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. Yet these people actually believe they're making the world a better place.
Well, you never let a scandal go to waste. I mean, Ava, you can't let a scandal go to waste. You got to do something with it.
Well, I blame this whole thing on Al Gore. I mean, this guy walked away.
He's laughing all the way to the bank. He's laughing all the way to the bank, love. That's where he's laughing.
Absolutely. And all our kids had to watch that friggin' stupid movie that he made in school.
I never seen it. What was that called?
Every kid was required to watch it.
What's it called again? I forget. I never seen it.
Unsomething Truth or something.
Unforgotten Truths or Head Up My Ass.
Inconvenient Truth.
Inconvenient, yeah. Okay, well, that makes me feel better. Anyways, listen, I want to talk about China as well just a moment here. Now, so listen to this here.
There's a polluter.
Well, you know, you're right. That's why in a lot of those cities, they wear all the masks, Ava.
Why don't these climate people go over there and help them?
Well, they need the help because you can't breathe in those cities. In fact, healthcare, they're dying in those cities. I mean, prematurely because the toxins in the air is so bad. I mean, you know, I think Michael Jackson was ahead of his time when he wore that mask. Remember when he wore that mask with the monkey and all? He was ahead of his time. He had a mask on the freaking monkey, if you remember that. You remember that?
What? The interesting thing about the Paris Accords, gave both China and India to 2030 before they have to start reducing air pollution.
Yes.
China, it has put more coal fire plants online in the last 10 years than we have. They're building another 140 before 2025. Hmm. It might be quote unquote clean coal energy type things or scrubbers and stuff. I don't know how effective that is and whether they're spending the money to do that. But
actually, the clean coal is very expensive to do.
Yeah,
it's very expensive.
And, well, Obama said if you want clean coal, I'll bankrupt you all to get it. And with the regulations they were putting in place, but the thing with the Chinese economy is they're growing. They're growing 6%, 7%, and 8% a year compounded growth. And they're doing it on our nickel because we're giving them $400-500 billion a year that they invest from their side of the economy. And then they bring in partners from the rest of the world who put in 49% of the money for a business venture.
You know, they're smart, Jim. They're smart is what they are. They're smarter than our politicians. And then they finance it all back to us. They let us borrow it, right? You know, I mean, that's sweet of them.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So they rob the bank and then they give the money back to us. That's a brilliant strategy, Jim McKay. Right. Well, listen, the report on this, though, Jim, there's another piece of this with the trade back and forth. I mean, one of the things Trump did was disrupt all these trade deals, which has really thrown everybody into a tizzy. Now, some of the real economists and some of the people who watch this thing and do this for a living and people like you that are number nerds, Jim McKay, you know, the economy guys, you know, that can look at this stuff. So really what one of the demands that that Trump put back there is they wanted a $200 billion cut in China trade, the imbalance now by the end of 2020. That was one of the demands, and that's one of the stories that, you know, is clearly the demand. So they wanted that. to cut the trade imbalance and to halt the Chinese government's support for advanced technologies. And Beijing called these things unfair, Jim. They called them unfair, Aver, okay?
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, government support for advanced technology, $200 billion. So that's kind of was what they wanted. And then the tariffs thing, he threw the tariffs back. And of course, everybody knew they were directed toward China. What's funny is he throws it out there, carte blanche. Then he starts checkmarking countries off that don't get, you know, hit with the tariffs, you know? And it was so funny the way he did it. It was a bit ingenious, actually. So instead of just throwing out there initially against China, he threw it out there against everybody. And then part of the strategy started removing people from the list. Very, very unusual, you know, the way he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our buddy, one of our America Out Loud experts and one of our cohorts here, Nozzle Nerds on this show, Dennis Santiago, he puts a tweet out today on this, Ava. It says perspective, $200 billion. Is a drop in the bucket between an $18 trillion and a $16 trillion bilateral GDP relationship. So $18 trillion the U.S. is $16 trillion China. Bilateral GDP relationship. U.S. wants $200 billion cut in China trade imbalance by the end of 2020. So he said perspective. It's a drop in the bucket. It doesn't mean anything. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with him. 100%.
Jim, you buy that?
Yeah, I think the big effect of that imbalance is how it affects the financial markets. The financial markets, when you have imbalance in trade, somebody has to finance it someplace. And that's taking money out of the economy. Because the money, instead of that money remaining in our system, where it goes from the purchaser, then to the retail store outlet, to the wholesaler, to the distributor, down to the manufacturer, to laborers who are working, it all disappears right off the top tier. It goes from the purchaser to the retailer to the Chinese manufacturer. So you lose six or seven cycles on the money. So it's leaking money out of the financial system. So there's what's called the economic
Yeah. You know, what else was interesting today is California, a very interesting stat I seen on that. California tops the UK, get a load of this, Ava, as the world's fifth largest economy. Can you believe that?
I do believe that. California is a big, big economy.
They were sixth, you know, now they're the fifth largest economy, California is. So that's pretty mind-blowing right here. Anyways, also, I want to move it along just a little bit here. That's all very interesting news here. It's kind of, we hear about all this Me Too stuff and a couple of other reports today. Charlie Rose has been sued by three CBS staffers. Couldn't happen to a better outfit and guy here. So, And those numbers, if you've all paid attention or not to that story, in the past couple of few days, that story's been blown up again with Charlie Rose. They're coming out of the woodwork and what he's done over the years. I mean, these cats who sat behind their desk and on their mics acting like they were better than thou through all these years, people, and there were so many of them, and Charlie Rose is another one, like Matt Lauer, insulting everybody else on the planet that couldn't, you know, that did everything wrong, and these guys were the biggest scum on the planet. Think about it.
Yep. Oh, you know, I know.
And then this Harvey Weinstein, by the way, a grand jury subpoenas were issued in his criminal case. That's getting very fascinating. So,
yeah.
You know,
did you see Alan Dershowitz is going to work for him?
Who?
He's going
Weinstein?
To work for. Yeah, he is.
What?
Yeah.
Doing what?
He's going to be his attorney.
For real?
Yeah.
Really?
Why would he do that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw a little news item about that.
Well, I thought you liked Dershowitz. What does that mean?
I do. Money? I like him.
Yeah, but he's scum if he's doing that, Ava.
Well, you know, that's what they do.
Well, then he
when
falls
you know what they You know what they say about attorneys and hookers, don't you?
Yeah, what is it? Tell us.
They're the same.
Okay.
Money talk.
I thought there was going to be a great line to that, Jim. Jim, hold on. We can do this better. Jim, what's the punchline? Jim, what's the difference between hookers and attorneys? Jim?
What's the difference?
Jim's laughing too hard.
How much they get paid an hour for or is it one's standing up and the other's on their back?
Well, those are all good lines. Well, they can both make money lying down, basically.
Hopefully they both end with a happy ending.
Happy. Oh, there's your happy ending there. More Nozzle in just a minute, friends.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Armin, qualified teachers, which we all agree with that. And he slams gun-free zones. Well, again, being a pragmatist, I can see why he would say that, right, Jim, Ava? I mean, it's not too complicated.
Yeah.
I mean, so that was some of the things he said at the NRA thing convention earlier today. And I think most people would agree with that. I mean, gun-free zones are a sign that say, you know, come in and bang us up. We don't have guns here.
I mean, it's a sign for criminals. I have a full confession to make here about gun-free zones. I went to a piano recital at a church a couple of weeks ago. And I noticed it was far away from the local police station or, you know, anything like that. I actually carried concealed that day when I went in there. I know that sounds really weird, but I just had this like thought.
Why? Was you worried? You were worried? Do you?
I just do. I carry concealed to movie theaters. I mean,
that I can understand.
I carry concealed to restaurants. Okay.
Now, do you ever get excited while watching the movie and shoot the screen? What if you did that because you didn't like an actor or something?
No.
I could see Ava there in the theater.
I know I sound crazy on here, but I'm a very controlled shooter. I am.
Well, would you Jim? Are you buying that? I mean, is she controlled? I haven't seen her to be too controlled. Have you? What do you think?
From what I know, she hasn't wounded anybody in at least 10 days.
Well, let's put it this way: Ted Kennedy's car has killed more people than my gun. Okay.
That we could all say that, my love. We could all say that. You're buying that? Now, what?
Totally. My wife has a concealed a pistol also. She has a small little compact Ruger that she takes with her every place she goes, because there's loonies out there. And, you know, so they say, well, the police will be here in 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, you're going to be dead.
Let me just read you a couple of tweets here, too. Vice President Mike Pence, he says, it's time our media give more attention to the heroes who save lives as the few villains who take lives. And boy, I like that statement, guys.
I do too.
Mike Pence said that, our VP, and that's really what we're not spending enough time on the heroes. We're not spending enough time on the good news people. We're not spending enough time talking about the good things that connect us instead of all the fighting back and forth and stuff, you know? I mean, that's really the problem. Listen, I have a funny story I want to share with you guys out of California that I think is a little over the top. This is your old stomping grounds, Jim. And so get a load of this story here now. There's a grocery store in San Diego that is subjecting the Hispanic employees, as they say here, to harassment and a hostile work environment by implementing a no Spanish language policy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what federal officials are saying. That's what the Civil Rights Act is. So listen to this. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed a lawsuit. This is for real. Alleging store managers at an Albertsons. Have you ever shopped at an Albertsons, guys? Either of you?
Yeah. Albertsons is the second largest grocery chain in the country.
Yeah, they're big. Yeah, they're a little pricey, too. You shop there, Ava?
No, I don't. I shop. If you saw where I shopped, you would laugh. It's so small.
7-Eleven?
Yeah, it's really small.
Yeah, they They got Tom Thumb markets. This is the pinky
Tom Thumb.
Markets.
You need a mortgage to shop at those places. I'll need a second mortgage to go shopping for the week, you know. So this is an Albertsons store. And so they filed a lawsuit alleging that the store managers publicly reprimanded Hispanic employees who were caught speaking Spanish. Now, the workers were barred from speaking Spanish around non-Spanish speakers. You know how people do that because they want to? That's kind of insulting, though, isn't it? When you're in this, you know, we're in an English environment and people around you start talking another language, that's kind of a slap in the face anyways, you know? But even during breaks or when talking to Spanish, they want English to be used. And so the EEOC comes out and says it violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964. What do you think?
It doesn't, in essence, because the state of California, the official language for business is English. And that was passed by a statewide referendum, not made up a regulation by some governor sitting on his, you know, on his butt in Sacramento, but it was a referendum of the state, and they are in a business environment. It's the same thing as not being that you had to sell that the bakery had to sell the cake to the gay couple,
right?
Because you're defined in a business environment, and the business calls for certain standards that are equal amongst all the people. If you're going to lay out the law and you want to say, well, okay, the EEOC and the ACLU and all these people are going to come in against this guy for making the people in an English-speaking environment in a business speak English. They have no legs to stand on because the rule of the – they'll have to go and overturn the state laws to make that happen.
Yeah.
Because he's just following the law in that case.
I guess. I don't buy it. Ava, do you have a pet squirrel?
No. Why?
Would you have one?
No, no.
They don't look friendly, do they? Do you have a pet squirrel, Jim?
No. She has chipmunks, though, all over the place.
I have a lot of problems with chipmunks right now, yeah.
What, are they stealing stuff and what have you?
They're just really bad. I mean, if they get in your house, they're really...
The wild chipmunks, they're nasty, you're saying. They're nasty.
Yeah, they chew things up and, you know, they have a litter every 31 days.
Every 31 days.
So all they do basically is have sex.
Wow, what a life.
It's
and run around and chew stuff. What a life.
Yeah.
What a life. Pretty wild, I got to tell you. Well, there's a lady here in Charlotte. There's a lady here in Charlotte who locked her pet squirrel in a car that the temperature raised and she got arrested for it.
Oh,
are you buying any of that?
I would have given her a medal.
Why? Where was a little pet squirrel?
What state was it in?
Charlotte. Charlotte, Carolina, I assume. I think this is.
Oh, my God. Come on. They shoot squirrels. They shoot squirrels and fry them down there.
Yeah, but this was a sugar glider. It was a pet. It was domestic, Ava. You don't fry them up when they're your pets. Like frying your dog or your cat. You don't do that.
She could have thrown it in front of the car and said it was roadkill.
Roadkill? You don't do that. She wanted the squirrel. She stuck the squirrel in the car, and she left it there for several hours with the window crack, and the temperature in the car went up to 114 degrees. And her friend, her roommate, actually called on her to tell her, the authorities, and the authorities came and arrested her. I'm serious. It's animal cruelty.
It is not a good. I would have rather shot it with a gun. Okay.
Now that I can understand. Put it out of its misery quick.
Yeah, but you know what? This
They're
is
so
the bad
compassionate.
Thing. This is
They're
the bad
so
thing about chipmunks, though. Okay.
What do you shoot
They're
them?
So fast.
Yeah.
I can't shoot them. They're so fast.
Fast. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's like serious. Me. I'm fast too. It's why my neighbors can't shoot me, Ava. It's the same deal. I get that. I move quickly here. Quickly. All right. Listen. Also.
That's the reason for having an AR-15.
All right, so Jim, why is all this Star Wars stuff trending all over Twitter today? What's going on with Star Wars?
Well, they have when Disney bought them, they said this is a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So they built Star Wars land at Disney World, and they built the Avatar land. They're looking, you know, to the future. And they also broadened the franchise that now they have these spin-off Star Wars.
So that's why
movies.
It's trending today, you're saying?
The new movie comes out on the 27th.
Yeah, but it's not. That's not the reason it's trending today.
It's the date. It's the date.
Finally, some truth. You're just feeding me a lot of BS with what you just said. It's
yeah,
May the
4th.
Why? What?
You
what?
Know why? It's Jim's birthday.
May the 4th.
And now I have to tell you what I got him for his
Let's
birthday.
Let's do it. Let's do it. What'd you get him?
Well, I found a Star Wars pillow. So I got him a new Your Pillow.
My pillow, your pillow. Oh, man. Cool,
and
cool.
And it's, kind All of, right. it's kind of white, and it has some furry, like, stuff
now, why
on
do you,
it.
Now, why do you come out and specify it's white? What are you, being
and it
racist
has a,
again?
It has What's... a hidden camera. In...
What? That's a racist comment to make, a white pillow. It's racist, Jim. That's totally racist. I wouldn't accept that gift from her, Jim.
Oh, I absolutely, anything that she sends me, I will accept.
You would accept? You're a pushover,
I know that,
Jim.
I know that it's going to be fun.
You're a pushover, Jim.
Well, I went into Walgreens today. I just want you to know that at 8:55, Jim, 55, you can now get discounts.
Oh, for the old people discount. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you can get the old people discount now, Jim. That's the good news.
Isn't 55 the new 35?
Well, it depends, buddy. I don't know. I mean, how many? Well, it depends. How many orgasms can you have a night?
3 to 4.
Yeah. He's the cowboy, Ava. Dantra, Mr.
No,
McKay.
Don't let him tell you that. He's in the.
What?
He's in the putting his
dentures
in
the best shape
of my life. Putting his dentures in his mouth. Oh, man. Is that before or after the sex, I wonder? I don't know. But, well, listen, let's talk about hashtag Friday feeling so I can change this up just slightly, people, okay?
Please.
So let me just give you some Friday feeling here. And we're almost out of time. We'll go to predictions in a moment here. Miguel Fournier says CNN is sexist. Okay, well, I can get that. Hashtag Sarah Sanders, hashtag MAGA. Pictures, and they have a picture there that says CNN story, Sarah Sanders should quit. Also, CNN hates smart women. Well, we know that's all true, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't like smart women. They never did. Dash says...
Joe in the morning.
I mean, Dash says,
that's how obvious that they hate smart women.
Dash says, I couldn't agree more with POTUS' position on immigration. We should only admit into this country those who share our values and respect our people, Donald J. Trump. And that's, again, the hashtag is Friday feeling, people. So just okay. So Bobby says, the blue wave is the only thing that can save this country. Trump lies, hashtag. So he's not a Trump fan, obviously. I want to give you both sides here, what people are saying. Christie says, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone. I stand with President Trump. Okay, so she's saying that he's human, right? Okay, got it. John says, lately many Americans are enduring such days with stunning rent regularity and committing to terms with this irrefutable truth. Hateful people who are bent on being hateful will wear you the heck out. I like that. That's an ending closing to Friday feel, and it's happy Cinco de Cuatro. It's May the 4th be with you and all of that. And it's Jim McKay, our beloved friend and commentator and producer and hero here. And all right, let's go to predictions here. Ava, let's get your prediction first, please.
Well, I predict that Jim will be drinking prune juice tonight.
Prune juice tonight. I like it. With dentures or without? With the dentures, Ava, or without?
Oh, he'll use the prune juice, and he'll also read his large print crossword puzzles.
Large? Oh, yeah, people use those. They use those. I don't do crossword puzzles because my father did that. That's old people stuff. I don't do that. That's old people's. So, Jim, you still doing the crossword puzzles, bro?
I do them electronically on my...
Do you use the big tablet. Print, the big letters? The big letters
so you can see? I can turn up the magnification, right?
This is wild, yeah.
I knew it.
When your wife hears this back later, when your wife hears later on, Jim, she's going to wonder what happened. All right, we got to get to your prediction, Jim. And Jim, okay. I got to tell you, I know it's your birthday, but you got 20 seconds for the prediction.
My prediction is the media is going to self-destruct in the next 60 days. They're grasping for straws. I mean, they're accusing Trump of lying during the campaign. Now, if he was a liar during the campaign, everybody lies during the campaign. If they want to, they can put every politician in the country in jail.
And this magic carpet ride today, I salute to Judge Ellis. The Virginia federal judge who did what he did this morning. I salute him. I'm going to have a double toast tonight for him. I am wishing you friends out there the best weekend ever. And I'll also predict we'll be back here Monday, same time, same place, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Nazel Hall.